okay,
but what individual issue?
So the thing is, I just walked up in it, right? And
you didn't kind of knew on the thing.
Basically,
we had a conversation about
recording.
Yeah, I don't want this in. I'm the one editing this, so be careful how you structure.
I have no idea what's about.
So we were having this conversation about a jacket I would want to buy, and I was like, "This
you're buying jackets now?
No,
like, my guy,
regular one. I'm not talking about your type of but okay, like a regular jacket, because you know." The rain here is winter, it's not good for me. But okay, anyways. And I was talking about the jacket being able to be worn casually and in a formal setting. And he was like, mm-hmm. "Listen, why are you stressed about, you know, jackets or clothes being able to wear clothes in a formal setting? I never wear formal clothes."
He doesn't.
"I don't care.
He does not care.
Yeah, exactly. So when I go to work, I wear hoodies.
He does.
And sweatpants.
This is completely correct.
And sneakers, like those
before the lockdown. He goes to the office. Yes.
Exactly. And I was surprised. I was like, "Listen, first of all, you work at a bank. So you work at a bank, right?
Yeah.
And you go inside. So listen. So they have a system there, right? They use a pass and you scan the pass and you go through, right? The security guards, don't stop him. Don't ask him.
He goes dressed like a Coachella.
Right?
Like he doesn't care.
Yeah.
I was dumbfounded.
Bruh.
I have nice looking sweaters that look nice.
I got t-shirts.
It's the field. He's not, he works at a bank, but he doesn't work with the numbers.
Listen. I thought that was the thing as well. His colleagues wear suits.
Some colleagues.
Yeah, but they probably do. Or they're also designers. Yeah, okay, but they choose to wear suits. They don't have to. I'm saying the point at which you would have to wear suits is like more that executive type of.
They talk to the executives like I do sometimes, like with some of the people that make decisions.
No, I mean, but if you're in that position more.
Yeah.
Then you would have to wear it. But if you're not in that position, I could see the designers.
Right? No. I respect that. But okay, this guy does not give two fucks because he's not wearing a regular hoodie, like those plain black hoodies, regular sneakers. He's wearing those hoodies with basketball teams on there, and he's sitting in front of the CEO with those type of clothes on. And then when
important people, important people.
I don't get it.
I'm wearing off white with the tag.
You can get that shit off if you're one of them techie boys. You can get that shit off.
I'm wearing off whites with the tag.
I don't get it.
I mean, the techie boys. Don't get me wrong. I don't do that. Right? I don't. I haven't seen anybody at my.
But you're allowed. You would be allowed to, right?
Yeah, but it's off.
Yeah, right. It's off.
It's off.
So that's what I'm saying.
What do you mean it's off? You just if you want to wear it, wear it.
I can't go there like
right?
my pajamas. To work.
It's not pajamas.
You
and
you.
This
is a pajama.
This jogging pants that I came in.
This looks like a pajama.
No, you're looking like some type of hype beast. It's a lot.
No, it's regular.
Yeah.
It's regular.
I mean, you can do it, but I wouldn't choose to. You could have.
Right?
They're not going to fire you, but it's kind of like.
I would. I told them. I would fire you. If you would work for me, I would fire you.
There's places where they would fire you.
I would not go to those places.
I don't care. But you would not be allowed. But I see then you should make it a policy from the beginning.
Though. Yeah.
You should tell people.
Yeah.
True.
And I was beefing with him. Like, nobody told you to do it. So you can just do whatever you want.
Listen.
You can indeed. But no, hold on a second.
Wait, hold on a second.
A jacket that is casual but also works in formal settings. I mean, you don't have one of those? Everybody has one of those.
I have one, but it's more leaning towards the casual side. Yeah,
is it?
Then yeah. I have one. I have also winter jackets. No, it's all more slightly towards the casual side because I just want to be comfy in that shit. So I take the warm shit. But
we're going to
have I do have some more of the spring lighter jackets that could pass for both. that could pass for more clean, like jean jacket with only some padding inside. Yeah.
And mostly actually what I try to do is I get for a season, I'll get two different jackets. So like I have a formal winter mm-hmm. jacket and a more.
Nah, I really go for that one jacket that can fit all, in my opinion.
But you don't, you choose you like the
you
casual
have like,
one.
You have like 10 jackets, Jeff. What are you talking about?
No, I have. What
are you talking about? Act like I haven't, like I didn't live with it.
I have. But no, I had to recount real quick, but yeah, I have. No, I'm definitely more towards the casual side of shit, but that's not, I don't think that's a problem. It's all
I
fine.
I think if you're one of them techie type boys, you get your shit off. If you want them dudes who's really coding, like you can go in your fucking pajamas.
Some of the coding dudes,
socks, they don't care.
At previous jobs I've been, they came in literally looking like the shorts are just ripped and shit, and they come in the t-shirt that looks like it never was been ironed or shit.
But what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna tell him?
No, seriously.
What do you want to tell him?
What do you want to tell him?
You can't tell him nothing. He's the dude piecing the whole thing together.
Without him, your shit dies.
You just deal with it.
But at least have the decency to put on.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg don't wear
pants. Like pants.
You get a jean pants every once in a while.
He's wearing joggers.
Yeah. They're hella comfy.
Excuse me?
Joggers. Jogging pants.
You walking in there dressed like Stormzy.
Something like that. Yeah. It's literally, no, even worse. Yeah. Even worse. No, Stormzy. Stormzy at least has coordination.
Ooh. Yeah, hey, bro.
Shut up.
Bro.
The shut up music video. You know
these pants
the red eyed down.
Yeah. These pants that I have, this is part of a matching set that I have. Like, same color. Hoodie and pants, and then you can also get the t-shirt and all that kind of stuff. I just go in like that. What do you mean I'm mad?
Be you. Don't change. Be you.
Yeah, yeah. So another person that should not follow that advice is...
Before that, let's introduce ourselves. We are the Three Angry Men. I'm Jeff.
Duncan.
Oliver.
And go ahead.
Yeah, so another individual that should actually not listen to your advice is a guy named Kanye.
Oh. Yes. I didn't catch the... Can I see the clip or something? You sent the clip, right?
Yeah.
I saw what he said, but I didn't watch the clip. But if it's true what he said, I mean, that dude is on some bullshit.
No, that man
He said several things, though.
Yeah, he said a bunch of things.
Give me a compilation or something. Give me a snippet of highlights.
This is a real quick...
Because you actually didn't see him. Wait, right? You didn't see his head, right?
No.
This guy is...
This man is a little insane. Other shit right now.
Oh, but I've been through that. We've been through that.
Big Sean.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me restart that.
It's falling out.
Right. Hurry, man. Good? Pusha or Big Sean?
Y'all can hear.
Oh, I love this.
Pusha or Big
Sean?
Let
me tell you.
I'm listening. I can't wait.
This ain't not quick about this quick time. Okay.
I already decided.
He took an RIP sign.
When I die, on my tombstone, it's going to say, I deserve to be here because I signed Big Sean. So okay. I'm not quite sure of your pick.
Yeah, you're not quite sure.
So,
Big Sean, he's saying.
Big Sean over Pusha T?
No, I'm saying that the worst thing I've ever done was sign Big Sean.
That's a beautiful thing.
Oh,
that's a beautiful thing, man.
No. Wait.
No. The worst. Miscommunication.
The worst. This is the best.
The worst thing.
You fucked me up right now, bro. You fucked my algorithm up.
Come on. I thought you said the best. Okay, hold on.
Nah, man, look. They let that... Man, I know this man mama, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've changed this man family. And both John Legend and Big Sean, when I ran for office, got used quick by the Democrats to come at... They boy that actually changed their life. And that's some sellout shit. And I don't rock with neither of them. And I need my apologies. I ain't saying they gonna change, but niggas is scared.
But you gave this man alcohol.
Yeah. They gave him alcohol and weed.
See,
he was high and drunk.
The dude is mad in the head. The man is mad in the head already. He's gonna have intoxication now. No wonder.
Exactly.
He said this must have been light.
Apparently, people said this shit was all over the place. It was amazing. He said he's the prototype, and he then named a few people that he's the prototype of.
He's the prototype?
Of the Disney thing again?
of a certain set of artists. I don't know if I have that tweet.
Oh, he's their prototype? They're copying him?
He's the prototype of A$AP Rocky, but A$AP Rocky dresses better than him. He's the prototype of Drake, but Drake has bigger hits or has certain hits better than him. He's a prototype of Cudi or somebody else, but that person sings better than him. He's a prototype of Kendrick, but Kendrick has better bars than him. He's a prototype of J. Cole, but J. Cole is a better backpacker than him. So he's the prototype, but they all took something that they are better than him. That's what he's saying. He birthed all of them, but they all are slight or better at one of those things than him.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Fine, I'll give him that. Yeah. I'll give him that.
That was one of the things he said.
It's true. But there's no
point.
He made a whole thing out of it. That was a whole little segment he said. He said,
you don't hear Jay-Z talking about
this. Because we just played it. How did we get to this? No, but I'm saying, how did he get to Big Sean? All of a sudden.
No. The question that Nori asked was, who do you choose, Pusha T or Big Sean?
To do what?
Who you like more?
In what capacity? That's
exactly like a friend.
That context, I don't know. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I didn't want to listen to the whole thing because I don't want to subject myself to 2 hours.
What is your stance?
Repeat that again.
Like,
what were your?
I would say, as signing, who does he enjoy more? Who has he profited most of from signing?
Probably Big Sean.
Big Sean,
probably. Definitely. But 100%. Then he goes on this whole little thing.
He was integral on the internal part, the internal stuff.
Problem.
Like that whole
talking about profit. Yeah, I'm talking about profit though.
Yeah, true, but I think Big Sean made more profit with his music, but I think Pusha T made them a lot of profit with other, like, intern. Like, he's very important. I know, I just happen to know
he's the executive.
He's president. Yeah. And I think if he wasn't, the thing would be a fucking mess.
Oh,
yo, that's what I'm saying. You know,
it's surprising it's still alive.
Yeah, Pusha's the person that connects the whole thing together.
That's true. That's important.
It's surprising that it's still alive, actually, man.
It's because of him. Otherwise, it'd be dead.
Yeah.
Is what I think. Is what I've been made of. But sorry, okay. And then what else?
He said he took out Soulja Boy's verse on Donda because it was trash.
We already knew that.
He said all these things. You know that he thinks and he has said in some kind of way before. This time he was straight with that shit. Mm-hmm. He didn't
because they gave him alcohol.
All the kind of stuff that came out just was straight. He said a bunch of stuff about his family, his parents, and.
He didn't talk about Kim. Please tell me he didn't talk.
He did talk about Kim.
Yeah, he did at some point.
He said, "Oh, when I'm divorced." That's what he said.
Stop.
I missed that.
The media blogs wanna paint a picture of you know a broken family, but it's not true. We're not divorced. We're just living apart.
Oh, I'm seeing here a clip of Kanye speaking on the Drake and Kim K rumor.
Ooh, okay. I didn't see it. I didn't get that.
Bro, I might need to watch this actually.
Where Drake is like, you know, I never fucked Kim. But I was like, but you acted like you did. You got bars, it's like hitting heels, give your wife the chills. You doing all kind of, it's like somebody throwing a marble and hiding their hand or something like that. It's like you, all that's disrespectful.
Y'all actually had this conversation.
We had this conversation. And this is all, and to the point where Kim be like, I don't listen to this nigga no more. This nigga acting like he fucked. And like, we ain't never really, like, we never really had that conversation. He's like, oh, I never fucked Kim, right? No, but what about all the, did you ever DM her? Did you ever, you know what I'm saying? Everything else around it, you know? Because it ain't about just the actual act of it. You know, the act, the anticipation of something is what we live in. Now is the shortest moment of our life. Right. Now, the now that was just there is just gone now. You know what I'm saying? So you could be sitting there like, did he not? That's worse than if you, I would rather you did. And I just actually
had to just deal
with the finality because my mind, I'm like a Xerox printer. I'm Christian, but I'll tell you something. I talked to a healer that said, I'm dealing with resentment from multiple lives of disloyalty, of the way I felt, you know, with Virgil going to Louis and just things that jealousy.
This guy goes this is on a lot. Tangent. This He's is a lot. Legend.
We should have watched.
Seriously.
What?
He went from Kim, Drake,
Problems with everybody, right? He has problems with everybody. But I'm one of those people where I'm like, okay, if you have a problem with one person, cool. Two people, fine. But if you have a problem with everybody,
something's
at what
up.
Point do we have to go, well, maybe you're the problem? But okay, so what? Let's unpack that because that's important. So he talked to Drake. I didn't hear it all clear. Yeah, he talked to Drake about this, and Drake said, "No, I didn't."
Yes.
But my first issue with this is, why didn't you just ask your wife?
He said in this clip. He also asked his wife. And his wife said, "No, I didn't do anything." And he said his wife doesn't listen to Drake anymore because there's always this implication that she did
because he's acting. Okay, yeah. And why was what your wife said not enough?
Right. Exactly.
This would be a beefy media, right?
This is a thing that certain dudes in general have. Like,
No. But you can't.
Exactly. Listen, it's your wife.
You turn it around. Yeah. Right?
I know.
If my girlfriend asked me, "Yo, did you sleep with such and such?" and I say no, and then she now goes and asks the person, "What's wrong with you?" I just told you.
There's something. Yeah. There's something inherently off there. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, trust, man. Trust.
No wonder this is a mess. And why specifically Drake? Also, I don't get it.
This is a little thing. Like, this is the clip, but I don't know.
I think multiple reasons. Like, I can name two. Like, he's the biggest artist. He's the nemesis.
But this is about personal stuff. This is about, did you sleep with my wife or no?
Yeah.
Before she was my wife, maybe. And I'm just like, well, why do you assume that he did that?
Right. Yeah.
First of all, there's a bunch of dudes we know that did it.
Plus, he's beefing. Plus, it's beefing with Drake. That's why it makes it.
They said the beef is
hurt.
Well, the beef is because of this, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. From what I heard about the interview as well.
Bold and a beautiful story. I can't follow this fucking shit anymore. I don't know anymore.
But he also said in the interview apparently that they squashed the beef already. It's only now for the outside to see at some point they will make music.
Wasn't the beef
or
with Drake about something different?
I don't know.
I don't know anymore.
It was about something different.
It was about something different, but I heard that this is what it was really about when you go further. Okay. That's what I thought.
Down the line, maybe because they were living close to, right across from them.
There's also the clip you were talking about him saying they're not even divorced. I have that here as well.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to hear that?
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Wife say I divorced him on TV because they just wanted to get that bar off, and I ain't never even seen the papers. We not even divorced. Wow. So how we? What? Because that ain't no joke to me. My kids shit. Want their parents to stay together. Right. I want us to be together.
But I want y'all to be together too.
If you look at the media, that's not what they promoting. Right. That's not what they want. They wanted to be a new wedding, a new episode, a new TV show. And then they had people all around in my wife's ear. You know what I'm saying? This is a publicist that's next to her. I don't fuck with her.
That was clear as you could say.
Yeah. Oh, you thought I wasn't going to try to get killed this interview?
No. All right. Okay.
Must be tough. Why'd you marry that woman then? But he has a point. I mean, I haven't heard. I don't know. I haven't heard anything too crazy yet, to be honest, actually.
The whole thing is...
It's the way he says things, but the content...
Apparently, but
if
he
that
does
Big
it,
Sean shit is true, then I get why he's mad at him.
He does this thing every time. Every time.
But how is that Big Sean shit true? Big Sean didn't go against him, or did he? When he was running. Where? I didn't see nothing of that.
Maybe.
John Legend did. I saw that.
Privately. Privately, maybe. Yeah. Privately, maybe.
Okay.
And
but no, he said the Democrats used them specifically like to do promos. And John Legend did all of that shit. Yeah. So then I also understand it. Dude, if I fucking put you on and now you're going to do this?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Ordinary people what? Fuck out of here.
The man said also
No, of course not. No, I get it. No, I agree with him 1,000%.
The man also said that he's still Republican. He's just not wearing the hat anymore.
Wait. What do you mean? You completely agree with him?
Fam, if I'm your... We're friends also.
Yeah.
And I'm one of the people that helped you get the career you have now.
Yeah.
You out here running around with Chrissy Teigen. And then now, when I'm trying to run for office... You have to agree with my politics.
Cool.
But the public part.
Cool.
You go on a fucking TV show.
Cool,
he did
cool,
that.
Cool.
Yeah, he went.
No,
he,
you can say, yo,
he went on a whole run. He went
you
on
can
on
say,
run.
Yo, look, I don't agree what you're doing. I'm probably not going to vote for you.
I just wanted to get that clear because I was like, listen, I can. So you're telling me I cannot agree. You know, I have to agree with you all the time.
Of course you can. But he really went out of his way to.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
To make sure the other won.
Which is disgusting. That's, I don't fuck with that at all. Don't do that.
A bunch of people in this camp did it, and they went hard with it.
Of course, a bunch of people, because
you could have just left it alone.
Yeah.
You could have just left it alone. You have your own politics. You vote for who you need to vote
for. I think the problem with what Kanye did was he went very hard on the MAGA, with the MAGA hat and all that kind of stuff. And for some people, that's just not defendable. If he was just Republican and he just said he was Republican, probably a lot more stuff would be just fine and wouldn't, without issue.
America didn't make that.
Yeah. But let's move on to Big Sean.
Exactly.
Because he dropped the tape. And apparently some of the music was also about the whole good music situation. He wants off the label and all that kind of stuff. Some people online are saying that this is also something he put out to maybe get out of some kind of contract or get one album less or whatever is happening on that side. But about the music itself, what do y'all think about the music? How y'all feel about that shit?
I thought it was amazing.
Agree.
Shouldn't you address the fact that, you know, Big Sean and Hit Boy made...
Yeah.
It's a Big Sean and Hit Boy album.
Right? Hey. It's also... But there's also a link with Kanye. Kanye has a weird... Something happened between him and Hit Boy that...
Well, they're beefing.
I'm
still trying to figure out what exactly happened there.
He said it. He did an interview once. He said that he had an issue with him. When he started working with other artists, he had a little bit of an issue with him. But then specifically, I think it was when he worked with Beyonce that he had a very big issue with him. And that's back when he was beefing with Jay-Z or something like that.
And but that's still a thing. You're cool. He's cool with Jay-Z now, Kanye. Supposedly.
I'm pretty certain that that's... Like, he did a whole interview and he said all of this.
But still, you're...
Because he said it wasn't an issue until he worked with her. And then all of a sudden, Kanye wouldn't invite him anymore to record and not work with him on his albums and stuff like that.
It's weird.
He kind of ghosted him.
It's weird. But past that, Hit Boy is on a fucking run. Hit Boy is doing... I don't know what the fuck he's eating. I don't know what the fuck he's around.
Let me tell you what it was.
This man is doing the best shit ever.
You know this shit started. This Hit Boy run. Started when he did the verses, huh? Remember he did the verses?
Yeah.
He did the verse for Boy Wonder, and I feel like
I missed that, by the way. But
yeah. I think it's years ago now.
Yeah.
But that shit was fire. Like the consensus was that Boy Wonder won. And ever since then, Hit Boy is like, nah, let me show you something.
He feels like he needs to prove something.
The King's Disease didn't take long. It was not long after that.
No, it was pretty quick.
And even that song with Nipsey that he did.
That was...
Racks in the Middle. That was around that time too.
Yeah.
All that shit. All after that.
That
run came after that.
That.
So I feel like that triggered something. That's my theory.
I'm happy it triggered something because the shit he's bringing out, King's Disease... Both the King's Diseases were amazing.
Were both produced by Hit-Boy?
Yeah.
King's Disease?
Yeah.
Both of them were entirely produced just by him. Just by him also. Like they were...
Let me get the discovery.
Even if he didn't do all the
because the second one, I know. The second one, I know. 100%.
It started with the first one. That was the first time they did that.
Mm.
And that was even like, okay, Hit Boy is very different from Nas. How are they going to make that work? They caught that blend perfectly.
What Kanye couldn't encapsulate.
That Kanye couldn't do, So that's also what made it another... Adds another dimension to it.
I'm trying to
see if I can made incredible. King's Disease is incredible. Both of them. Really.
In 2019, he did a lot. He did the Racks in the Middle with Hit Boy.
Racks in the Middle.
With Nipsey and Roddy Ricch.
Roddy Ricch,
He did for Khalid a song called Self for Meek Mill, 100 Summers.
Mm-hmm.
He did for Sweetie, Dipped in Ice. For Juice WRLD, he did like 5 songs. And then he did a joint tape with SOB XRBE.
Benny. Pardon Approved. He did that one too.
Yeah, he did that one too.
That was also like the locked in, like he was the only producer.
Yeah.
Pardon Approved, Benny Butcher.
He did stuff for Tinashe, Feelings. He did for Jay Electronica and Jay-Z. The Blinding, that was on that tape of Jay Electronica. For Big Sean, he did multiple things. Like, there's a lot of stuff he did. He didn't.
He's been locked in then.
He's been locked in. He didn't.
But that started when that the first King's Disease.
Yeah.
When he did what everybody wanted and
he did well. No, that was good.
That's what everybody wanted, that Nas album.
Right.
And he made it happen.
Exactly.
I'm assuming that is also what hurts Kanye a little bit. Like he did a Nas tape and everybody hated that. And almost immediately, very next tape is with Big Hit Boy, and that one goes off. That must have stung somewhere.
Because he did his. Come on.
But that must have stung somewhere.
What the fuck were you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's been on an amazing run. And I like that because with Big Sean, the last album was okay, but it wasn't. It was okay.
It was a good album.
It was good, but it wasn't what I wanted, right?
And what you want is.
And he's been away.
Literally the first song on the new one with Hit Boy. That's the energy you want.
Well, I thought this whole album was great. That type of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought
this is the Big Sean I like.
Offense was.
I know your problem with the song.
Lit. Why do we talk about
that? I know his problem with the song.
What's wrong with
it? The way the new guys are rapping, he doesn't fuck with it. He doesn't fuck with the new guys' way of rapping. I am cool with it. I'm not the biggest fan. I don't hate it.
The new guys rap the same way that Big Sean, they took the same flow.
No.
Let me.
Which do you tell? Which one? 42 Doug did this. Well, no, maybe. No, I'm trying to remember the song now. I thought it fit.
Horrible.
For the song, it fits. But he
it's
doesn't. Only
it's 42 Doug and who else?
And Babyface Ray.
Okay. Let me see.
Listen, I can accept. Again, this is what I told Jeff. I can accept French, you know, rapping offbeat. Okay. I can accept that.
Who?
French Montana. I can respect that.
There's a class to it.
Like yeah, exactly. But, but completely disregarding a beat.
Who disregard? I mostly hear this, right? Let me, who?
Listen to this.
Give me the person. Give me the... Well, get to the feature. I'm on all 10.
Locked in, pop 10s, and I got stripes like top 10. He's green light, he's there. Special, she don't go when she hopped in. Change my name to Simon, hoes do whatever I'm saying. Yeah, go hard on a bitch. OG Jordan 1s, come hard on the tips. Why the fuck they calling away? We started not that off. He's not that off.
I see what you mean, but it's not that. This is...
No, the verse continues. It's going to get worse.
I've heard the song. I remember now.
Yeah.
No. And 42 Doug was good.
Yeah. No, I
didn't like him very much either. That's true. But 42 Doug was good.
For me, the way they rap, just what they do is not my kind of thing, but I'm not saying they're bad. The song is good. Okay, I think the song is good.
This is one of my least favorite songs on the thing, so I'm not going to, I don't no, have to
but,
defend
but imagine,
it.
Imagine. You putting up, putting on the actual album, right? You saying that. You're expecting, you know, hella crazy sounds, right?
And it was.
Literally, the first song, banger. Second one, banger. Third one was the offense, right? Or fourth?
No, it's like last. It's like one. Second to last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. This is.
How many songs are there?
Six.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So
yeah, I think five.
Or maybe even just five. Yeah.
Anyways, this one comes on. Okay. Big Sean starts. Cool. And then you hear this.
Listen, man.
I see what you mean.
No, it's not very good.
Sean always has one of these.
It's definitely the weaker song.
It's six songs, yeah.
And the weaker part of that album. Yeah, I agree with you there. But it wasn't horrible. It wasn't that bad.
No.
It was not necessary. It was literally not necessary. Because the album was actually very, very good without that verse.
It's a brilliant little, I think even with that song, it's a brilliant horrible. EP. It's exactly what you need when you've been gone for a while. To revitalize your brand, revitalize yourself.
Big Sean wasn't gone.
Yeah, he has been quiet for a while.
No, because he literally just dropped an album before that.
But before, I don't know, it was a while ago. Detroit.
Detroit 2 was a while ago.
It was a while ago.
What is a while ago?
It's like all the way to last year somewhere.
No, it's like two years ago, right? No,
maybe even longer.
Is it 2 years?
Oh, it's 2020. No. It's 2020. 2020. Oh, shit.
Yeah, but last year.
Last year, yeah.
Not that long ago. Oh, no, I forgot.
Slow.
Yeah.
It's mad long.
You forget how he thinks.
It's mad long.
He thinks artists need to drop something every week.
We haven't heard nothing from him. We haven't heard no. Give me a Lucy. Give me something.
This is like exactly what you need.
No, he killed it. Yet. I love that he did it with Hit Boy. I love that he went
very good.
The guy who's the hottest guy right now and just locked in with him and to get that sauce going. I hope the album, if we're getting one, sounds like this as well.
Maybe they did this because they had done multiple songs and he doesn't want to do his whole album with one artist. Maybe just put his EP out with this one producer and then the album is going to be more of a collection of shit. I don't know, but this worked.
So you think he's going to drop another album?
This feels like it's a precursor.
It's an EP.
This feels like he's working towards something.
Mm, okay.
Also, the fact that all these other artists are dropping around Christmas, New Year, time-ish. I'm assuming that a bunch of people will come. I think he just wanted to get something out to not get his name forgotten and all the craziness that's about to happen.
I loved it. And boy, that dude can rap. That's what this reminded me of.
Yeah.
That dude knew how to rap, for real. Like, he really...
I don't know if you guys saw this, but Rick Ross announced a tape for December the 10th.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, perfect timing. That's winter, end of the year. That's one,
It's
Rick Ross.
I'm going to be bumping that.
It's called Richer Than I've Ever Been.
I think exactly. That's
probably.
That's what I want. That's the energy we need.
Right.
So that's the energy I'm looking for right now.
The cover itself is also amazing. I cannot really turn the screen.
This guy, look at him. Look at him, man.
See, that's.
Yeah. No. I'm. Top five. I needed to mention this because I'm ready. I'm ready.
My top five. Still.
I mean the guy, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Same.
I told you my top five. Seriously.
At this point, maybe I should start to learn smoking a cigar before the album drops.
Exactly.
Because this is
the type of energy,
This is the type of energy, man. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. Do we have a track list?
No. It's just this.
You know, Drake.
This is the only thing I say.
Drake gonna be on.
100%. 100%.
Please.
100%. It has to. If Drake is not on this,
secondary link. Jeez.
I need a song with Lil Wayne with the verses he has done recently.
Did you hear the one with Papoose and Wayne?
No. I didn't.
There's a song, Papoose and Lil Wayne. Like, it's breaking records, apparently.
Oh, really? I have to hear it.
I thought I was going to stop. Is that one? It's from the 29th of October this year.
Probably. Let me see.
Oh, yeah. I see.
This type of song.
While y'all was on Clubhouse, I was in a dugout, waiting to get up the bat and knock off.
I see where this is going.
Because the verse is actually pretty good.
It sounds amazing already.
Yeah,
I'm already sold.
Been on TikTok. I've been on Big Pac. Big.
I'm done.
Yeah. Okay. I got it. No, I got the message.
I'm good. What do you mean?
I know what we're about to do.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I know what this is about.
Thought I was gonna stop.
Oof. So the last two Wayne verses I've gotten.
I'm gonna pump this.
I know. Pretty solid. So Wayne? I hope. Yeah.
Wayne, you're killing it.
The last two.
What was the last? Is that BB King? Is that one before this? No, he did the Drake one.
The Drake one.
BB King one was also still, like, people slept on that. That was amazing.
So, there's certain people after this pandemic that are getting in some kind of groove that something must have been happening. They've been quiet. They've been studying themselves. Like, something's happening to these people, man. Because shit that's coming out is very... So certain people are making the best music of their lives.
Talking about good music, this guy, your guy... Actually, our guy now, Young Thug, dropped two albums this year.
No, he dropped one.
One.
I think two.
No, he dropped which other one? He dropped the one with
wasn't
the...
Wasn't it two?
Punk.
He dropped Punk.
And the one before that.
Which one was the one before that?
In 1 year.
Slam Language.
Oh, he's
you're right. Okay, that was the compilation. Yeah.
I don't count that as his album. It's the same with Creole Summer.
It's like a compilation album, album.
Number one albums this year. That's the first album we didn't record around the time Punk
came out, but that shit is also
good, very good.
Young Thug doing his thing. Young Thug is doing his thing.
No, there's something is going on with these people.
Young Thug is low-key just doing
steady
going.
This thing the lack of drums and the lack of beats was just so deliberate and good.
It's a very different kind of
sound. It's a whole different kind of sound, but it worked so well. Yeah, this shit was nice. This shit was great.
Because I was glad that he dropped this one because it actually revitalizes like my literal trust in Young Thug. Because
the previous one
was and he even had Drake on there. And I was like,
yeah, but Slam Language needed to be what it was because it's just a whole group of young people that you're trying to push.
Yeah, he pushed like, it's not his. But he's on there, but he's pushing like young artists.
You're doing
but
what
this
they
one,
do.
This is his project.
This was crazy.
When he got into his own bag, this felt like a Jeffrey follow-up.
Right?
Yeah, like that type of.
Right? Exactly that. And I wanted a Jeffrey follow-up.
Yeah.
Because the Jeffrey, I haven't seen Jeffrey in a while, no, to be honest.
In all the other albums, like in Beautiful Thugger Girls and mm-hmm. So Much Fun, he's doing his shit, but it's not exactly that. This one is really He's
what mixtape was Digit on? Digit.
Slime Season 3, I think.
That's when Slime Season 3 with the red
red thing.
That one was amazing
as
well.
After that,
Jeffrey came, and then after that one, I don't know where he went. Yeah.
I like the first Slime Language too. That one was also very good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But
Barter. I like Barter as well.
It wasn't bad.
This
was good.
Especially the one, the verse with T.I. T.I., it was Young Thug, T.I., and this other guy. Young Dro or something?
Could be.
Remember?
Could be. I don't know. No, I don't remember.
But it must be a
lot. Butter. No, yeah. It's a while ago. But I mean, that verse.
Oh, Peanut Butter Jelly.
Peanut Butter Jelly.
Oh, yeah. You remember that one? Oh, that's the thugger.
That's the thugger. Yeah, that's the thugger. That's the only thugger I need, man. That's sick.
A lot of people are going back to their old forms, old styles, old stuff that they have done and bringing it back.
Yeah, this is Dark Sky Paradise show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I heard this. Even like one of the songs, Loyal to a Fault, is my favorite song on there. Yeah. Also, that's
Rob Bryson Tiller, right?
Yeah. But it reminded me that a lot of the songs reminded me of actual songs on Dark Sky Paradise, like mm-hmm. Plano Games and stuff. It was kind of like Plano Games.
I think, okay, this might be my.
There was definitely like a Blessings. Whether it was either Chaos or like the last one gave me like a Blessings vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think these people in the quarantine and in the last few years have just been listening to their old shit, liking their old shit, maybe thought, hey, let me bring this old shit back in a new form. Because that's what happened with Donna. That happened with Drake's thing. Like, it's really the old style that they have revitalized and upgraded and polished into these new ones. So everything we're hearing is not that, it's not super new.
The style wise, no.
Yeah, it's all like stuff we heard from them before, polished.
You mean the style? Yeah, the styles you've heard before, but yeah. I mean,
it's like, improved.
Differently packaged or something.
Sometimes it's just a different beat. Mm-hmm. Maybe they put like more drill type basses or kicks on it and they improved it in that kind of way. But mm-hmm. all these shits are just stuff we are used to. Maybe that's also why it sounds good to us. This is what we grew up to.
Oh, Lil Durk's verse was amazing on this.
Yeah. That Sean tape, that EP, Hit Boy is a fucking.
Lil Durk fucking smoke.
You really like Lil Durk.
Durk is amazing. See, my thing with Durk
and Baby are on.
I don't feel
Durk and Baby Durk are also like doing something incredible.
I was on Durk before the braids, before the long hair.
Yeah.
When he had the fade still. Uh-huh. Way back when Chicago drill. That's what. And then he sort of dipped away.
When Dej Lo, when he was.
Yes. That's what. I was a fan back then already. And then he sort of dipped away. And now he's on this amazing comeback. Mm-hmm. He deserves it. Comeback. She also needs to come back. If she
brings some of her hooks to some of this new shit. Yeah.
True.
She's good, but she's, I don't know. I heard she was retired or something.
Yeah, maybe she's
retired.
Or she quit.
How long did you weren't?
I heard she's not making music anymore.
Ah, okay. Yeah. You can't change that, but okay, cool.
I thought I saw her name in one song before, but it might be an old verse or something else that they took. It could be.
But very honest, I'm still on the Rick Ross thing, man. I'm still thinking about that
one. Yeah. I'm ready for that. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
For in that. December, right?
December 10th.
Perfect. That's when I need that.
One month, man.
That's when it's dark at home. You just sit there.
Jeez.
I hope he really goes. Because I remember with Port of Miami, I did a couple songs on that I didn't like. It was a little too much. I liked... For me, I would need Santorini, Greece. That's it. That's what I'm looking for. That energy.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I respect that. I was like, Santorini, you go to shit on Santorini, Greece. Okay.
That's the one. Yeah, that's one of my favorite Rick Ross songs ever. That's one of my favorite Rick Ross songs ever. Santorini, Greece. It's one of the best. For me, it's one of my favorite Rick Ross songs.
It's up there.
That one's amazing.
Yeah, but the title here already tells you he's.
No, he's awesome. This is gonna be.
He's
nuts.
Richer than I've ever been.
I know.
He bought acres and everything.
This is good. This is good.
Ross is
very true. Very true.
This is very left field, but this also released the Summer Walker tape.
Still have to hear it. What did you think?
I made a mistake of putting it on while my girl was in the same room.
Oh, okay. What did you? You
no, he didn't listen to it, and he found out. what the topic was.
No, no, I knew the topic. I just thought I knew the topic. I just thought it would be just fine.
Oh, I interpreted that very differently, but you go ahead.
No, I knew the topic, but I put it on, and then I started hearing.
What was the topic?
It's basically a so fuck basically you.
So
you
oh, the ex
you,
thing.
You, yeah, fuck you,
you know long, you know the track. Situation with the, with his with her baby father.
Yeah, she doesn't like him anymore.
It's not only that he doesn't like her anymore. Like he fucked her over while she was pregnant.
How?
Because he was doing some fuckery.
He cheated.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Several times like that.
Why did men do that? God. Like it's like there's dudes. No, I swear. Like a lot of these rappers, like it's like they wait till she's pregnant and then they go and fucking like you. Why in that window? It's the same thing Kevin Hart did. No, probably it's what Playboy Cardi did.
My guy probably did it outside of that as well. Of course, come on.
Yeah, but I mean, pick your moments.
Anyways, you have Cardi B. You have I think Ciara. All doing these skits,
yeah,
talking about you know, women empowerment, that type
fuck
of
that,
that
type dude of thing. Like, wow. You exactly. You need to do
that type of shit,
bro. Yeah, I cut that exactly. Shit off so quickly,
and I was like, listen, this is not smart to listen to when your girl is.
I didn't know it was that. The first song after that, Cardi B comes in with, yeah, no, you need to do your own shit.
She gonna doubt you.
You should be like, you fuck that dude.
I switched that shit off,
bro. The song with SZA though, that's a banger. SZA and Summer Walker. Ah, I don't know that combination. SZA.
There we go.
No, but seriously, like the album itself, it's pretty. It's
the
pretty
album's good.
Good album, but it's not for me. Okay, it's not made.
No, she's
for
not.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. She's not talking to you.
I'm not gonna. I don't.
She's talking about you. She's not talking to you.
Yeah.
What?
He's talking about you.
Yeah.
Because you know,
she's
men. You mean?
Well, men. A certain kind of man. I'm in the group too. I mean, I'm there with you. I'm in the same.
Like,
not just you by yourself.
I ain't going
to. I'm in there. I'm in the
group. No, I see it. Yeah, you got both of you in there.
Oh, I'm with not that said. I don't think I'm in. I don't think
you.
I don't
with that
the,
said,
you are
with,
in there.
With I don't think with that said, tier. I'm not with, in the same tier. But I mean, I'm there.
Listen,
I'm
no. With that said, I'm gonna wrap up. We go wrap up.
We were the 300 men. I'm Jeff.
My name is Duncan.
Oliver.
Yes, thank you for listening. You can find us on YouTube. The whole video you can find there. You can find the podcast, the audio version, on iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere else where podcasts are being played. And you can find us on social media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. That's it for now. Thank you for listening.
Peace.